Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
30132.
You said 30132. Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Joseph Marsh.
Can I have the shipping address, please?
Well, I'm trying to find out what was shipped. I've got a charge showing up on my debit card that I have no idea what it's for.
Okay. I'll be happy to go ahead and see what's going on. Do you mind providing me with the shipping address, please?
69 Margaret Crossing.
He says 69 Margaret
Crossing.
Okay. Spell that, please.
Which part?
The shipping address, sir. So 69, and then what's that?
Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Crossing, C-R-O-S-S-I-N-G. Some companies replace crossing with Xing, X-I-N-G.
Okay. And the city and state for that, sir?
Dallas, Georgia.
Okay. Thank you. I pulled up the account with that address, sir. Thank you. It was the Xing is what was confusing me. I apologize. Okay. So I pulled it up with that information. Allow me a moment to see what is being built. So I'm showing you how the tactical bag is what you selected as a gift for signing up for our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. That would have been sent out to you for $5.74. That was initially...
I did not order that.
You never selected the tactical bag as a gift for signing up for our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club, sir? It would have been $5.74 shipping.
Then why am I being charged $67 for something?
Did you authorize that charge, sir, for this
$5? No, I did not. I did not order anything. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. I hear you. I'm just trying to clarify what if you did the trial. So did anyone else in your household ever place that order, sir?
No.
Okay. So you're wanting to get this filed as fraud.
Nobody has my debit card but me.
Okay. So you're wanting to get this file as fraud for you.
I want to get what?
Are you wanting to file this account as fraud?
Yes.
Okay. I will go ahead and get this canceled out and get you over to the fraud department.
Thank you.
Okay, I will get this canceled out and then get you over to the fraud department. Please stand by.
Thank you. I also want a refund.
I'm canceling out the account and then I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department. The fraud department will be handling everything else in the account. I'm just closing it out before I transfer you to them. Please stand in line. My cancel account and locate someone that can take your call. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
That's fine.
No, I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
All right.
I'm almost sending this closed out. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Cancel this out. I'm just looking for the fire department real quick. Please stand by. So your account has been canceled, and I have someone that's going to go ahead and take your call.
I can barely hear you anymore.
Can you hear me better now, sir? Hello?
That's much better.
So I've gone ahead and canceled your account. There's not going to be any more charges coming off of your account. It is completely canceled out now. I have a confirmation number for your cancellation whenever you're ready. The account has been canceled out. Again, your cancellation number is like in Charlie 261.
I can barely hear you again.
Your account's canceled out. Your cancellation number is like in Charlie 261-009-569. And I have the call ready to transfer you over to the fraud department.
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir. You have that cancellation number written down, sir?
Okay. Like I said, I'm having a very, very hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me better now, sir? Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Like I said, barely, and there's a lot of static.
I'm not getting any static on my line. Is that any better, sir?
Okay. Hold on.
Hello?
Let me write down this number. Hold on.
Okay.
What is it?
It is going to be Sea Lake and Charlie 261. 009-569. 569.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Can your cancellation number see like in Charlie 261-009-569? I have a call set up to transfer you over to the fraud department, sir. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Begin transfer now to fraud. Please stay in line. You'll be speaking with fraud specialist shortly.